Mr. President, we thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her oral presentation on Ukraine. More than 1,000 days passed since the Russian Federation launched its full-scale invasion on Ukraine, and Russia's armed attack still continues to cause serious and widespread human rights violations. North Macedonia condemns in the strongest possible terms Russia's missile attacks on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, which damaged multiple foreign embassies, including that of North Macedonia. These acts of aggression are unacceptable and threaten diplomatic missions and the safety of civilians. Mr. President, the repeated Russian strikes on energy infrastructure and power cuts in Ukraine have heightened serious concerns about the plight of civilians who are facing a winter of hardship and misery. This would particularly affect vulnerable groups such as older persons, persons with disabilities, and children. We call again on the Russian Federation to immediately cease its targeted attacks on critical infrastructure and energy facilities in Ukraine. Russia, as well as its political and military leadership, must be held accountable for waging the war of aggression against Ukraine. I thank you.